Welcome to Kidmin Talk, the weekly webcast show from Kidology.org, your ultimate source for all things Kidmin, where for less than 17 cents a day, you have access to the widest, deepest, highest, richest source of help for you and your children's ministry, anywhere on or offline. And here is where we talk it. You can help shape the show with your comments, questions, and suggestions by commenting on the show notes page, interacting in the forum, which is linked at the bottom of the show notes, or emailing me to carl@kidmintalk.com. I love to hear from you. For nearly two decades, my mission has been to equip and encourage you in children's ministry. My name is Carl Bastian, a.k.a. The Kidologist, and today I'll be inviting someone else on the show who shares my passion for equipping and encouraging, eh? So let's talk Kidmin. Well, before I get to our special guest, if it's an international call, I need to just remind you that if you're listening to this during the month of February 2012, a lot of people enjoy the podcast in the archives because the content is timeless, and I encourage you to go back and listen to past programs. They're valuable, timeless training material. But if you're listening to it in February 2012, it is the month of love, and we are showing the love and spreading the love to our premium members because so many people sign on to Kidology. They sign up for that basic membership to kind of get into the waiting pool of Kidology just to get a taste of it. And we encourage you to do that. But they stay there and they don't realize that they are missing out on a depth of content and help and resources and curriculum. Just this week, I was showing someone just one post. You just search child security in the local church, and there is the result of a 5-inch thick research project that I did in seminary where I gathered all kinds of resources on the topic of child security. My entire children's ministry policy manual is there. And when they saw that, they said, you should be selling this in the store. This is worth $30, $40, $50. And I said, no, that's just the kind of thing that we give to our members. And they said, that alone is worth the purchase of the Kidology membership. And I said, I know. There's an entire curriculum in there for members called Next Steps for Kids. And it's a discipleship program that 5th and 6th graders do with a parent that goes through follow-up of salvation and baptism and communion and discipleship to prepare kids for communion and baptism. That is just in there for members. So it is just loaded with content and curriculum and interaction and things, and it's so affordable. And so this month, to encourage people to take that step of faith to become a Kidology Premium member, we are doing some incredible deals this month that are available only to premium members. And to make it even sweeter, here on the podcast, I have a podcast exclusive coupon. Now, last week, I gave it at the end of the podcast. I'm just going to be really nice. I'm just going to give it to you right here at the beginning of the podcast if you promise you'll just keep listening. It's just KidminFB. And if you use that code, it's for new members only, but it will add 3 months to a year subscription. So you can't do the monthly or quarterly. You gotta just lay it down and get a year's premium membership for the $60, but it will give you 15 months instead of 12. So just use that discount code, all in lowercase, KidminFB. That's like February there at the end of Kidmin. You'll get 15 months for the price of 12. I encourage you to do it. And again, if you're a missionary, you're overseas, you can't deal in U.S. dollars, or you're a student and things are just really tight, or there's some situation where you honestly, truly, sincerely, you just do not have the money to pay for Kidology and you need to get in, then there is a scholarship link right at the top of that join page. You just fill that form out. You send that to us. Our staff will evaluate that, and they're just going to set you up with a free membership. So we don't allow the membership fee to keep anyone out, but it is there to support our ministry. So you need to join. Then you just go to kidology.org/loves you and find out about the deal. And the one we're running this week only is amazing. It is incredible. It's actually a bad business plan, the deal we're running this week. It's insane. So you really want to find out what the premium members deal is for this week. We're running last week's again. It was a good deal, but it's, you know, we'll run it again. But this week's we cannot run again because it's an insane deal. So you definitely want to find out what it is, but only premium members will be able to find out what it is. So I'm actually going to have to like edit this out after this week's over and or this month's over because it's insane. So you want to find out what it is. But with no more further ado, no more plugging of the website, we want to move on and find out who our, you know, our special guest is, eh? Sorry. As you know, we have been doing a series called Kidmin Keywords, and we've just been working through the alphabet, taking every letter and then choosing some words that start with those letters and just picking a topic and breaking it down here on Kidmin Talk. And we have gotten all the way to the letter N. And each week I let you try to choose or guess or predict the word that I'm going to talk about. And I would like to shout out a congratulations to Vanessa in the discuss comments on the bottom of the show notes page for guessing this week's Kidmin keyword, and also Tom Bump in the forum. You guys both guessed the keyword. But before I say what it is, by the way, Vanessa, I don't have your contact information. You're going to need to email me at carl@kidmintalk.com and give me your address and your email so that I can send you a prize. And I'll tell you what that is a little bit later in the show. Tom Bump, you're a regular and you're a good friend, so I've already got your information. So, but before I tell you what the Kidmin keyword of the day is, it is the letter N, and I thought it would be great to discuss the letter N with someone whose name begins with the letter N. In fact, somebody who is a Kidmin key person, and that person is none other than Nikki Straza, a Canadian A who knows a lot about kids ministry, is doing a lot of kids ministry, and so let's just give her a call. We're going to give her a little ring here way up there in the north and see if we can't get her on the phone to talk about our Kidmin keyword for today's Kidmin Talk episode. We're going to talk Kidmin and the letter N with Nikki if I'm lucky enough to get her on the phone. Hey, is this Nikki?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm so glad that I caught you. How you doing, eh?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
I'm sorry for...
You're Canadian. Well done.
Yeah, sorry for picking on your Canadianism there. Canadianness.
All right, I'll forgive you.
Hey, this is Carl, and obviously you knew that I was calling, but we have been going through a series on Kidmin keywords and just working our way through the alphabet, and we've gotten to the letter N, and I thought, what better thing to do with the letter N than to call a Kidmin key person, an expert, whose name begins with the letter N. And so, Nikki, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Carl.
And Kidology folks are not unfamiliar with you. You lead our children's pastor team, which actually is in the process of changing names to Kidmin Pros. And I'll be telling a little bit more about that in the weeks ahead. But you lead that team that answer questions in the forum and write movie reviews and book reviews and contribute great ideas to the website. You also have, a lot of people aren't aware of this, but you have a song on our website that you have written called That God Is My God, and it comes with a mini lesson. Could you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was actually just a really neat experience because it was way back when I was just starting to kind of venture into writing my own curriculum and stuff and decided to do a kids camp, and I was just praying and asking God, like, what do I do when I need some fresh ideas and need some fresh creativity? And he started just, rolling around in my brain all the great things that God does and who he is and you know, that God is my God, the God who heals, the God who, created the universe. And a friend of mine writes music and played on our worship team and stuff, and so him and I just kind of got together and started brainstorming, and what evolved was this song that we ended up using at our kids camp, and I've used in my kids ministry now for a while, and it's got lots of great actions and the kids love it, and it just really just celebrates the amazing God that we serve.
That's pretty cool. Well, God loves to give us new ideas, doesn't he, when we open ourselves up to him and ask him to do that.
Yeah, that's so true.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we, if with your permission, can I give a free copy of that song and lesson to the two people who guessed our Kidmin keyword for this week?
Oh, that'd be fantastic. I would love to do that.
All right. So, Vanessa, if you'll email me your contact info, and Tom Bump, I've got yours, and we will send you a download of Nikki's song. And the rest of you who would love to hear that and have that lesson, just look in the show notes, and I will link you to that. Well, I kind of hinted already at what our Kidman keyword for today is, and it is the word new. And we're going to talk about a couple different aspects of this word new, and I thought Nikki would be a great person to talk to about it. We actually wanted to record this when I was up in Canada. It's where I've been at all last weekend for the Vault Conference, and it's kidsministry.ca. If you are anywhere near Ottawa, Canada, although they had people fly in and drive in from as far away as Montreal and Toronto, and it's worth the travel. It was a fantastic conference. We had a great time networking, but it was such a busy weekend that we never had a chance to sit down with a microphone and record. So now I'm back in Denver, and you're back in Brantford, and here we are on the phone recording the podcast. But I want to talk about this word new. And the first thing that came to mind was just, how do you keep up, Nikki, as a busy mom and a busy children's pastor? How do you keep up with what's new so that you don't get stagnant in your ministry? What are some ideas that you could share with our listeners?
That's a great question, Carl, because that's hard to do, because it's easy to really just get buried in the to-do list and everything that you've got to do. So for me, I actually have to be really intentional to actually take my head out of what I'm doing and look at what other people are doing. And I love to do that by going on Kidology, actually, and seeing some of the new content and the new forum posts and the new things that are going on there. I love to read blogs. I love to follow other people who are in kids ministry and what they're doing. I love to, you know, read magazines and just anything to do with kids, whether or not it's in a Christian context. Sometimes some of my best ideas and stuff have come from just writing what parenting magazines and kids magazines and craft magazines have to say and putting a spiritual spin on it. So I just try to immerse myself intentionally in the world of kids and what is going on in commercials and all of that kind of stuff to give me creative ideas.
You know, one great place to go online to keep up with blogs, Keith Tussing is a fantastic children's pastor, and he's got a website that's called the CM Blitz, and I'll link it in the show notes, but it's cmbuzz.com/cmblitz.html, if you can remember that. The show notes might be easier, but he's taken 50 of the best creative ministry blogs. And while I would love to say Kidology.org should be your homepage, I use multiple browsers. So I actually use different browsers for different things. Like Hootsuite is my homepage in Chrome. Kidology is my homepage in Firefox. And this is my homepage in Safari, because it is just a bunch of boxes. And each box is a different blog. And it just displays the last four blog posts of 50 different blogs and websites, and it's a great way just to keep current on what different bloggers have said. I'm lucky to have mine be one of them, but there's a whole bunch of others from Commander Bill and Dan Scott and Brian Dollar and Todd McGeever and Epic Parent and Orange Leaders and just a whole bunch of them. And so that may be something that you want to do. And plus, it's got some ads around the side, and I don't mind ads because they expose me to what the latest children's ministry resources are. Of course, Children's Ministry Magazine and K Magazine are great resources that if you don't get those, we actually have a bundle on Kidology. You can subscribe to both of those at a discounted rate on our website. So lots of great ways. Do you use social networking to find out what's new and to keep up with what's new? And if you do, how do you use those, Nikki?
Actually, I actually do. And my favorite one to use actually is Twitter for that. And I love to just plunk in the hashtag kids or family or toys or things like that and just see what is new and what people are talking about. And I love, you know, every now and then you get the kids are driving me crazy, but most of the time, you know, you get news articles or neat things that you know, add value to my ministry. I found a website one time. It was called, I'd have to look up the website name, but it was I think it was Puzzle Maker, and it was actually a teacher's aid website, and you could create your own word searches and your own mazes and all of these other things with your own content, and it would generate basically a PDF that you could then print and use in your class.
Wow, do you still have, do you still know that URL?
Yeah, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, send it to me, and I'll put that in the show notes. Well, and those that have an iPhone or an iPad, I really recommend Flipboard. It's like a magazine, and they may have an Android version. I just don't know because I don't have an Android. But it allows you to create your own channels based on RSS feeds or hashtags. Like when Tim Tebow was just all the thing. Of course, I'm from Denver, so it was even bigger here. I was able to just create literally a Tim Tebow magazine. And it would just pull in every article from everywhere about Tim Tebow. So when I was just, you know, high on Tim Tebow, I could just click on my Tim Tebow feed. And instead of searching the web for all kinds of Tim Tebow news, I would just open my Flipboard and click on my Tim Tebow and read everything there was to read about Tim Tebow. Now, you know, I can kind of brag because my wife's parents actually know his family. But my point is that you can take a topic of interest and create your own channel in Flipboard, and that's a lot of fun. So there's lots of ways to keep up with what's new through social networking, through magazines. I think attending conferences and is another way that while it's a more expensive investment, there's just something to be said about that in-person meeting of people and connecting with people. Aside from the training that you get and the resources that are often available in a resource room, just that meeting of other people and connecting is just so valuable. And before we move on to my next question, any last thing you want to say just about keeping up with what's new?
Well, the only thing I would say is that, you know, don't feel intimidated by what's new. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, one of the traps that we can fall into, you know, seeing, you know, what bigger ministries or everybody else is doing is we kind of get down on ourselves about what we can and can't do or we do or don't have a budget for. And you know, I always love to see other ideas and stuff, but I always come back to the fact that, you know, I'm okay to do new things with the resources that I have and the access that I have, and I don't feel that pressure to compete or to be as shiny or new as the, you know, ministry over here. God's calling me to do something unique in Brantford, and I'm just looking for ideas. And so I really just try to guard my heart against the pressure of being like somebody else or doing new things like other people.
You know, the amazing thing is, or I guess I should say, the thing you need to remind yourself or just encourage yourself with is while we may see these other amazing ministries and in the flesh, we could be jealous of the resources they have or the facilities they have. Your kids don't go to that church, you know? So they don't see that, you know? So we may, but they don't. All they see is what you do. And so they're not comparing. And so we just need to do our best. And of course, relationships are the most important. If those kids feel loved, and we're being creative. And I've had the blessing of traveling around to many churches and seeing many environments. And I've been in an inner city church where they're making props out of giant pieces of cardboard, you know, but if they're enthusiastic and they're having fun and they're trying new things, but they're just having a blast and loving on those kids are having just as much fun as when I've been in churches that have all kinds of crazy multimedia and, you know, multi-million dollar sets. In fact, sometimes those poorer churches were more effective because they weren't distracted by those big things and they were actually spending more time with the kids. And so you're right. We don't need to feel we have all those things. And that's a great lead into my next question, or really my next point, was that we need to be willing to try new things. I think as Tom Bump said in his comment in the forum about the word new, is that we can get stuck in a rut. And we just kind of, this is the way we've always done it. and or this is our comfort zone, or this is even our skills, and sometimes we're not willing to try new things, and we've got to be willing to fail, even willing to have something be a complete and utter flop sometimes, and just try new things. And do you have, you know, any advice or even a story of something you tried it just completely didn't work, or, you know, speak to that concept of just being willing to try things that are new?
I think that's so important. And I'm notorious for trying new things, and I have just gotten to the point where I try new things, and, you know, many times they don't fail, or they do fail, and they flop, or they go funny, or whatever. And, you know, I just kind of learned to, you know, my kids almost kind of know that my sense of humor, I kind of just roll with it, and we make a joke of it. Or, you know, there's another teachable point that you can kind of bring out of it. But there's something about trying something new that translates, and when you allow yourself to explore and be curious, the kids really are attracted to that, because they love to explore and they love to be curious. And when they see that you're doing that too, that really attracts their attention. So even if, you know, your new thing doesn't go off swimmingly, the kids love the exploration. And sometimes I love to try new things and actually take the kids along on a journey to explore it together, and just like, what happens when we do this? What were to happen if we were to explore, you know, this area or this concept or this new toy, or what happens when we mix Play-Doh and, you know, pipe cleaners together? What disaster does that create? And, you know, what kind of crazy things can we do with chewed up bubble gum? And, you know, sometimes the greatest ideas come out of those little explorations. You know, even this weekend at Vault, it was kind of neat, because I've never really learned magic. I've never really learned any of that kind of thing. I always kind of did dramas and skits. And so being able to watch you do your magic shows and do some of the tricks and watch how you engage with kids really piqued my own curiosity. And I've been looking up little magic tricks now, and what can I do, and how can I interact with the kids? And so I look at it as a way that I now can get a little sharper and add some new things into what I'm doing in my ministry.
You know, it's important to try new things, and I think we need to push ourselves out of our comfort zones. And, you know, one time after I had been at a church for 8 years, I was invited back to speak at the mother-daughter banquet. And, you know, I was very happy to go back, but at the same time, I was thinking, you know, what can I do for them? They know everything I can do. They've heard all my jokes. They've seen all my magic tricks. You know, they know all my puppet routines. You know, what do I have to offer other than nostalgia? You know, that Pastor Carl's coming back to do one of his shticks. And I just really wrestled with it. And so I was going to CPC about a month or two before this mother-daughter banquet, and I was really looking for something I could do. And then there was this clown that came, and I wish I remember the clown's name. And I don't really like clowns. They kind of always creeped me out as a kid. Now, clowns, don't be offended. I don't dislike the clowns themselves. It's just not something that I personally ever wanted to do. It's mostly because I have this thing against getting things on my fingers or on my face. So it's really more the face painting, you know, that I, as a kid, don't paint my face. I'd run away from the face painters. And, but I saw this routine that at first when the person came in and wasn't talking, and it was like a passing the balloon and then pass the hug, I thought it was kind of corny. But I began to notice that the women around me were loving this routine, and they're tearing up, and it's so sweet and so adorable. And I started going, oh, this is really quite effective. I wonder if I could do this. And was so out of my comfort zone, but I stole the entire routine. Now, just once for this one church event, but I went and got a clown costume. I didn't do any face painting, but I bought a clown hat with long red yarn hair and a big red nose, and I got a clown outfit together, and I did it all to Princess Bride music soundtrack. And when I came out as a silent clown, now everyone that knows me knows I have a propensity to talk. I mean, I got a podcast, for crying out loud. And I talk too much. I'm always working on that. And I came out and I didn't say a word for the entire presentation. For a church that knew me as a talkative guy, that was as far to the other extreme as you could go. And I did this whole presentation with women and daughters up on stage and this passing of stuff and all these hand motions and communicating. And it was a really moving program. And it was so out of character for me. And it was so hard for me to do. But I really enjoyed doing it. And I'll never do it again. I will never be a clown ever again. But I did it that one time. Maybe I shouldn't say never. You know, you never say never. But it was unnatural for me to do it. But I felt like it was something I needed to do to stretch myself and to be out of my comfort zone. And I think we all need to do those things. If there's something you say, I will never do that, that's the very thing you need to do at least once. And it stretches you and it grows you and it teaches you new things.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, sometimes you just don't even realize, you know, the things that you're actually capable of if you don't venture out and allow yourself to go where you've never gone before. And doesn't mean you have to like it all, but you aren't going to find new things that you like if you don't try. And, you know, it helps to keep you fresh and keep you sharp.
Well, one thing I've noticed that you're really good at, and I've appreciated from watching you, especially in person over the weekend in Canada, is the way you interact with people and draw out of them the things that are unique about them, and the way you kind of interviewed everybody you met, you know, whether it was just the person driving us to the airport or whether it was the being introduced to the host where you were staying. You were really good at meeting new people and getting to know them. And, you know, another N word could be networking, and a few people suggested that. But I think meeting new people is a part of adding new to our life and not getting stuck in the rut of our relationships and our circle of influence. And I think it's just, you know, networking really is just expanding our circle of relationships. And I think that's an area that we need to constantly be saying, you know, are there new people that I need to expose myself to or include in my circle? And is that something that comes naturally to you, or is that something that you do intentional? I mean, you know, is that's what I was wondering as I watched you. Is that just something that comes easy to you, or is that something that you do intentionally?
Well, being friendly and social comes naturally to me. I'm a pretty easygoing person and bubbly. But the whole notion of actually digging in and asking people questions is something I do with very significant intentionality, because I really began to notice in myself that I would get stuck in these circles of really light, fluffy, unimportant conversation for a very long period of time, and which is all fine and well, but I've really come to value really getting to know people and giving them an opportunity to share who they are with me. And in order to do that, you almost have to ask the more pointed questions about who they are and what they enjoy, what they're passionate about. And it allows me to get to their heart faster when I ask more direct, specific questions. And people love to talk about themselves. But what I've really found for myself is that in intentionally choosing to be interested in the deeper things that are involved in people's lives. There's two byproducts that really come out of that. One, I get to know more than their favorite pizza or their favorite color or what they're doing for the weekend. I get to know about what drives them, a bit about their motivation and their personality. I get to know, you know, sometimes even the things that hurt them or the things they are afraid of. And those are all access points that I look for because I want to encourage and build them up. So I'm always looking for ways that I can encourage and build others up in their destiny and the things that God is doing in them. But the other thing that I look for is areas that they have and things that they have that I need. Because oftentimes, you know, we, you know, get good at what we do. We are comfortable in the relationships that we have. And we forget to bring in people that have something that we need, a skill know, maybe they're better with their money, or maybe they're really good at, you know, doing software development, and who knows? But there are things that they have, and personality and skills that they have that can sharpen what I am. And my dad always told me, be teachable. There's always something you can learn from every single person you meet, no matter who they are. And so when I get into those conversations, I try to find out, what is that thing I can learn from them? And that does two things, because it gives me a right to be heard in their lives, and it gives them a voice in mine.
That's awesome. You know, I remember one time my dad was in the car, and he was listening to opera music, and I said, do you actually like that? He said, no. And I said, well, why are you listening to it? And he said, because I want to learn to appreciate all types of music. And later I heard him listening to some, you know, teenage music that I liked. And this was a while later. And I said, oh, I'm so glad you like that. And he said, I don't like this either. Remember the opera music? And, you know, he was trying to appreciate all kinds of music. And I think that applies to people, in that, you know, we need to learn to appreciate all types of people, and we don't necessarily have to like them all, but we can learn from them all. And by asking those deeper questions, you know, we pull out of them more of a substance of who they are, and we become richer because of it. You know, I don't know if I can become richer from every type of music on the radio, but my knowledge base and my understanding of other people can, and the same is true of people. And so it's important. So we've talked about, you know, keeping up with what's new, trying new things, you know, adding new people to our life by being intentional. And of course, that happens through networking, you know, that happens through going to conferences, that happens through just being intentional with the people who cross our paths, and getting beyond the, you know, how are you, but, you know, asking some of those deeper questions. Any final thoughts on just the word of new? Is there any other area of our lives where you think newness is important?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I think there's one more that we sometimes forget, or at least I know I forget sometimes, and that's, you know, maybe asking the question, what new thing is God doing in my life? I don't know about you guys, but I know for me, sometimes I get so busy and I get bogged down and I've got lesson plans and, you know, police checks and all of these other things that I have to get done. And, you know, I'm in the Word to prepare a lesson, and I'm looking at Bible stories and, you know, memorizing memory verses, but it's never for me. And I've had to really allow God to challenge me in that area and take the time to personally develop and allow God to keep growing me, because I realized that I can't take my kids in my ministry where I am not. And if I stop growing, eventually my kids are going to catch up to me, and eventually they're going to leave me behind, because I'm not growing and I'm not bringing new things. And so I think really maybe the foundational thing about new is that we have to choose to allow and pursue the new things that God has for us. They don't always just happen. We have to choose to chase after new things, and to conquer new fears, and to allow greater faith and new faith to arise in our lives, because I think it's really easy to become stagnant pond water, and after a while, stagnant pond water gets really stinky. But, you know, Scripture talks about, you know, God and Jesus being living water, and whenever I think of living water, I think of a river or something that's flowing. You know, it's never the same water, and I think that's really important on a spiritual level for us, that we always have new and fresh living water that's coming in and refreshing and renewing and producing growth in us. And if we do that with intentionality, the Holy Spirit's creativity is going to bring new things, new ideas, new people, and all of those things into our lives, just as a product, a byproduct of the new things he's doing in our heart.
I don't know how many times I've tried to encourage people who have come to me with, you know, the problems of their ministry, and of course, because of what kidology is and being perceived as some kind of a expert. I don't know if I'm an expert or just someone who's been doing it for 20 years. So you just end up having a lot of stories of things that you've learned down the road. So often I find myself saying, you always need to back up and realize that when you're taking these problems to God, first of all, you're praying for him to fix it or give you that volunteer or change the senior pastor's heart or whatever, solve this problem or fix it or show you the solution. You always have to back up and realize that God is actually less concerned with your ministry or its problems or building your program than he is actually with you. You know, scripture says that he that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So Jesus has this goal, and it is to build you and finish you and make you a new person by the time Jesus returns. So a lot of times those problems in ministry are really a part of his strategy of making a new you. Because unfortunately, and I hate to admit this, but if my ministry were running great and I had all my volunteers and all the kids were behaving well and my senior pastor, you know, just thought I was doing a great job and just gave me attaboys every day, I probably wouldn't be praying and I wouldn't be in the Word and I wouldn't be trying big things on faith. You know, I'd get lazy spiritually. So God actually brings these problems, or maybe he doesn't bring them, but he allows them. You know, theologically, we can wrestle with that. But he's using all these circumstances to refine my character, you know, because his bigger agenda is to create a new Carl and not to give Carl a great ministry. And so sometimes we have to kind of back up and realize, you know, I'm trying to create new kids, but God's trying to create a new me. And he's doing them both at the same time. And that whole putting on of a new self is so important.
And that's our part, you know, because the Holy Spirit, you know, and is going to transform our lives only to the degree that we allow him to, and that we give him space and we give him leeway to actually make those changes in our hearts. And so our part is that we pursue the, you know, the new things and the changes and the transformation that God wants. And that sometimes means laying our ideas and our culture and our thoughts and our history and our past and all of those things at the foot of the cross and saying, if they don't line up with what Scripture says about me, then those things have to change. And that's humbling and hard and challenging, and sometimes you have to face things that you don't want to face. But that's, I think, the part of what it means to have abundant life and what it really means to keep in step with the Spirit and to walk through and to grow and ultimately become like Christ. And, you know, I think the enemy would love to keep us so busy doing ministry that we forget to allow God to change our hearts. And I heard a really great quote, actually, by a pastor friend of ours who's been doing some leadership training at our church. And one of the things he said was, who we are is a more significant part of God's strategy in the world than what we do. And that's really got me thinking, because I just go, you know, I put so much importance on what I do, but God could take everything about what I do away, and what I am and who I am would still be what's significant, and he wants to use that.
Yeah, I had a good friend of mine, a mentor, say to me once, Carl, you need to stop being a human doing, and you need to just be a human being. And, you know, and I reflect on that a lot because my tendency is to be a human doing. So, those are good words. So our challenge then is, for folks listening to this to, you know, make the effort to keep up with what's new, be willing to try things that are new, be constantly inviting new people into their life by getting beyond the surface relationships and asking those deeper questions. And as they learn about people in a deeper way, you know, to be an encourager to those folks. But ultimately, the greatest newness they can have in their life is to have a constantly new and fresh walk with God, because that's going to overflow into their ministry and provide a freshness to their ministry that no program you know, no resource, no product, not even a membership to Kidology could provide, because that's really what they need. Any last thing you want to say, and I'll let you get back to eating some Canadian bacon or whatever it was you were doing. Amen. Well, I don't think anyone else could say it better than that. So thank you so much for your time, Nikki, for your contributions on Kidology with our Kidman Pros team, as the CP team is going to be known going forward as we add some exciting new dimensions to that, for what you do for the kingdom, and most of all for the Lord and for the kids at your church there in the area of Brantford, Canada. We look
Thanks
forward.
So much. It was an absolute pleasure to be on with you today, Carl, and God bless you.
All right, you have a great evening. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, that was Nikki, and she's a great resource. Be sure to check out her blog. I will link it in the show notes. And thank you, Pastor Ron Rudd, I'm dropping your name, for inviting me to the Vault Conference. If you are Canadian, you need to go to the Vault Conference. It's linked in the show notes. It's in the great city of Ottawa. Fantastic place to visit if you have never been there. Remember, you can shape the show with your comments, questions, and suggestions in the forum or by emailing me at carl@kidmantalk.com. Hey, and don't forget that top secret code, KidmanFB, will give you 3 free months added on to a year subscription. Become a premium member. Go to kidology.org/loves you during February 2012 and get the deals. This is the Kidologist signing off.